We're fast approaching the hottest days of the summer. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to stay safe as the mercury rises right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. No matter how healthy you are, when it really gets hot, it's important to take precautions to stay safe. Those simple weekend chores that you enjoyed back in May can lead to serious overheating now. So limit your activity to mainly the early morning and early evening hours and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun. If you're working outside, take plenty of breaks to cool off and drink lots of water. Try to avoid caffeine and alcohol while you're out in the heat because they cause dehydration. Don't ignore signs of nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. If you experience any of these symptoms, cool off immediately. Plan your day's chores so you're in areas of shade. Make sure you wear loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing. Finally, try to eat light, healthy meals. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA. Glad to have you with us today. We've been doing this for a long time, since 1994. I'm Dave Rush, joined by Steve Leventhal. Steve, welcome to the show today. How are you?
Wow, it seems like forever.
Yeah, long time. In our 22nd year right now. So things are good. And we're going to talk roofing here on the show today. And from Angie's List. You've heard of Angie's List, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Seen them online and, you know, seen them on TV commercials and the such.
Yeah, they've got great brand awareness. That's for sure.
Yep. Six tips for choosing a roofing contractor. Okay. A couple of things you should know. And the first one, they say insurance is a must. And, you know, not just that, but if a contractor is not insured and something happens, you're on the hook. So make sure your contractor has workman's compensation and liability insurance and ask to see it. Yeah. That's what it says on the site here.
Otherwise, they're going to have to call our attorneys. Do we cheat them and how?
Something like that, right? They say also choose locally. Make sure that the company you choose is local. That means they're not just operating locally now, but have an established business reputation in the community. A lot of times you want to check and see, you know, if a contractor has paid their bills, if they've worked with a local lumber yard or hardware store for a long time. You know, that's important. They say price. Number three, price isn't everything. Don't choose just based on price. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot involved to doing this. So those cheap ones might not be the way to go. Avoid storm chasers, they say. People working out of their truck. Time and money both belong to you. You should be in control. Don't give funds until the work is complete. And then communication is paramount. Are they getting in touch with you, calling you back, all these type of things. Roofing tips when you're hiring a contractor. Right here on Home Improvement USA. Back with more after this.
The blistering sun of summer can wreak havoc on your wood deck, so now is the perfect time of the year to shield your deck against those harmful UV rays. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about protecting your deck right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at the Home Depot or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Before you can protect your deck, you'll need to clean it so that the stain or sealer will have a better chance to soak into the wood. A commercial deck cleaner or a deck brightener will prepare the wood without damaging the fibers like bleach will. Scrub the cleaner into the deck with a stiff nylon brush, then rinse clean. After the deck has dried for at least 24 hours, you can then apply a sealer or stain for super penetration and transparent iron oxides to block the sun's rays. Use a pump-up garden sprayer or a roller to apply it and then backbrush the area before moving on. The process forces the sealant down into the pores of the wood to give you maximum protection from the effects of the sun. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll, the Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects, the safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products. It's Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. Check us out at tunein.com. You can see the stations and times where the program airs. We've been at this since 1994. Glad to have you with us today. Right now, we're going to be talking water and mold damage because of roof leaks. And to do that, from Ames Research in Salem, Oregon, they're makers of elastomeric coatings. We bring in Dr. William Ames. Dr. Ames, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, David.
All right. Steve, say hello to Dr. Ames again. It's been a few years.
Oh, hi there. I remember seeing them at, I don't know if it was True Value or the National Hardware Show, but they had the coolest demonstration where they took the product and lined something with it and just filled it with water. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. We're doing all kinds of crazy things today.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. And, you know, Ames does a lot of things for basements and all around the house. But we're going to start with roofs, okay? And people, when they get water damage, they can get the possibility of mold in their attic. And so this is why it's important not to have leaks in the roof. So, Dr. Ames, let's start with that. If a person has a roof and there might be leaks, first off, where do you usually most of the leaks come from? And then we'll talk about some of the solutions that you may offer.
Well, it depends on what kind of a roof you have. If you have a shingle roof, or if you have a tar roof, or if you have a metal roof, it depends where what you have. But most of the leaks that come on roofs come around those vents, around gutters that are overflowing back into the building. Because the gutters, you know, hasn't been cleaned, maintenance things, things like that. So, or low pitch, or during storms when the roof blew off, or, you know, when the wind blew the water up underneath the roof system that you actually have. And so today that our company has been developing technologies that they're backup systems, like I fly airplanes for fun. And so in an airplane, we have triple redundancy. So on a building that you build a roof, you want to have today, our thinking is to have more triple redundancy on top of a building or underneath the roof that you actually have. So we're actually protecting the wood itself underneath the roofing system that exists.
So, Dave, I can tell you another way. Yeah, like kind of like Dr. Ames said, how you get those leaks in the roof. Ice dams would be one of them. We had a bunch of snow on our roof. Of course, it did not melt, or as it started to melt, everything in the gutter was frozen, and the stuff behind it seeped in. So now in the bathroom, there's a big stain on the ceiling.
All right. So now you talk about triple redundancy, Dr. Ames. What is that?
In an aircraft, if we have one communication device that goes out, we go to the second one. And if that goes out, we have another backup system. So, you know, it's like an airplane engine. You know, if you're ever driving a piston engine, you got basically two spark plugs. You got one for a cylinder, and one system doesn't work, the other one comes in and kicks in too. So you have a lot of backup systems. So on a roof system, in my opinion, you need to have backup systems as well. In high wind situations, I was amused that we were talking about the snow situation, and it brought to mind the snow situations that people should be aware of. Now, I was talking to Todd Palin, who's a friend of mine up in Alaska, and I said, "Todd, how was your Iron Dog this year?" And he said, "Well, basically, it wasn't too good. I was on 100 miles of sand on my snowmobile," and I said, "Well, you should have went to Boston. They had lots of snow there." But one of the great dangers of snow on top of a metal building or a regular building is that a cubic foot of water weighs about 62 pounds. That's a 12-inch by 12-inch by 12-inch. And 50% saturated snow weighs about 32 pounds at 50%. And so if you have 5 foot of snow, you know, at 32 pounds, for instance, it's more than a roof can handle and the thing starts snapping. So my point there is that when snow accumulates water, and when it melts, it drains into any nook and cranny it can find on a metal roof, whether it's a tar roof or around a vent. And so there was a lot of water damage this last year, especially on the East Coast where we had all that snow. So in our systems today, we have developed a product called Elastibarrier, which is an underlayment coating or vapor barrier, an underlayment coating where you waterproof the roof before you put the shingles down. A lot of people are putting the blue siding plastic stuff on the side of buildings, or they're putting it on the roof or the tar paper on top of the roof. But even that is not a part of the system. And my point is that today we're building coatings that become a part of the wood. And so when we coat wood, before we do a roof, we put the coating down on the plywood, and we do a seam tape on the plywood. And then when you drive nails to the shingle, it is actually sealed around the rubber coating around the nail. So, you know, we're getting much and we were going to talk about mold today. And the mold situation is that wood is a food source for mold. It loves wood. And that's where dry rot comes from, because they have all these different species of molds and things that grow up in that wood, especially in tropical situations.
All right, Dr. Ames with us, and of course, Todd Palin, the husband of former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. The website is amesresearch.com. That's amesresearch.com, and you can go up there and check out these elastomeric roof coatings that help prevent mold. Now, tell people what an elastomeric roof coating is. How is it made? What is it about?
Well, most people are making paint today that goes on the wall, you know, like a primer or exterior paint on the outside of a building. It has very little, if any, elasticity whatsoever. And most paints are made in such a cheap way that they're full of fillers. And so we like to brag about our stuff that we don't have all those fillers. And so, but we also make coatings that stretch. We make coatings out of acrylic, you know, type technologies, as well as some rubber technologies that we've developed here in our laboratories at Ames Research Labs, so that they stretch. So we have coatings that stretch anywhere from, you know, from 100% all the way up to 1200%. That means we can stretch it across the room, and we can pull on it, and you'll be running for cover when we let go of the snappy ones. So anyway, we make paints that do that, or coatings that do that. We don't like to call them paints. We like to call them coatings, because they're a totally different technology. They are nothing like that. One of the mentalities of paint is that they want it to breathe. And we have a different mentality. We do not want the coating to breathe. Coating walls breathe anyway. And so when walls breathe, water goes in, and you know, things happen, dry rot and molds and stuff like that. So if we keep the water out, that's our primary objective, unlike the objectives of other paint companies and coating companies.
Dr. Williams Ames with us. Now, how does a homeowner determine if their roof is a good candidate for a coating like this, something you'd see on AmesResearch.com?
I think that anytime somebody is re-roofing, they may want to consider using either Ames Elastobarrier or Ames Blue Max Technologies or Vapor Barrier, one of our coatings that basically can waterproof the plywood before you even put the plywood down. That's good technology. That's good. That's something that a DIY market can do, or the contractor can decide to do, or the architect can come in and ask about our products and go on our website and write it into the specifications. The schools and universities can do that same thing when they're developing buildings. The old type of construction is flat roofs, you know, and they have those kind of problems. You're going to have to do something to protect yourself when you do get take out the dry rot and you're putting down new plywood and you want to coat that plywood on all sides when you're doing a school or a government or university contract. I don't know if I answered your question. I may have got sidetracked. Sometimes I end up doing that.
You're fine. Dr. William Ames with us from Salem, Oregon. The website Ames Research, AMESResearch.com. You'll see a variety of products up there, but we're talking roofing today. And Dr. Ames, there are probably a lot of different elastomeric coating products out there. Our last question here to you, what would make yours different or make somebody look at what you have to offer as an advantage over maybe some of the others out there?
I see a lot of white roof coatings out there. I think that I was the first one to do a white roof coating back in 1980-81, and I developed the chemistry for it. I think people thought I was doing a meth lab when I first started making the product way back then, but no one's ever been able to duplicate the elasticities we have in our coatings. That makes us different, but also we're developing roof systems today. So making a white roof coating, anybody can do that. Making a white roof coating is high quality. It has some rubber characteristics to it. Basically, and with a rubber primer system that we make with Elastobarrier, nobody else has that kind of technology, and they have never been able to duplicate it. So the Elastobarrier product, which is a dual rubber technology, which has that 1,200% elasticity, is virtually impervious to water penetration. And so if we have that kind of technology, and we can basically almost roof over plywood today, and we have done that, and we have done roofing over plywood with Elastobarrier, and we've actually sprayed the shingles on in some of our experimental projects that we've done, and that's worked out very well. So in third world countries especially, where a person can build a roof over a metal building or a plywood building.
Okay, Dr. Ames, thank you very much for your contribution today. There is a lot more at the website Ames Research, AMESResearch.com, AmesResearch.com. Dr. Ames will be talking to you and some of your associates there at Ames Research in the upcoming weeks. We appreciate your participation on the Home Improvement USA show over the years and are glad to have had you on today. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dr. William Ames, AmesResearch.com. A lot of companies have come and gone in this area, Steve, but Ames has been there for a long time. Glad to have them as a representative here on Home Improvement USA. The website, homeimprovementusa.net and homeimprovementusa.fm.
When the summer sun beats down on your windows, the extra heat can put a strain on your home cooling system and your budget. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to keep your cool right after this. Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Tough as Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and Don't cut any corners. With Homax Toughest Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes. Solar heat gain from windows is a big issue this time of year, so it's important to know how to minimize it. One option is to install energy-efficient low-E windows. Low-E refers to a coating on the glass that reflects heat back to its source so the summer sun's heat stays outside instead of heating up your home. Adding interior wood blinds or 2-inch wide wooden Venetian blinds will also block some heat if you keep them closed when the sun is on them. That, of course, obscures the view, so one option that doesn't is thermal window film, which can be easily applied to the interior surface of the windows. Window film not only blocks heat, but also the damaging UV rays. Depending on the level of tinting, you might not even know it's there, except for the cooling effect on your home. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll, the Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects, the safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Welcome back to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. Now, from a company called Classic Metal Roofing Systems, we bring in its president, Todd Miller. Todd, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Steve, say hello to Todd Miller.
Hello, Todd. Nice to be here with you.
Hi, Steve. Good to be on here with you.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I never say that. Why is that? I don't know. So Classic Metal Roofing Systems. People have heard about metal roofs, but I think a lot of people might think more in the commercial end of things when you think of metal roofing. But first, tell us about your company and then why it's a good idea for people to look at metal roofing.
Sure, be happy to. And you're right. A lot of times folks think of metal and they think of metal on commercial applications or agricultural applications. And sort of the sad part of it is that some of those products that are really designed for commercial or agricultural applications are making their way into the residential market. And one thing that the folks sometimes discover when they do their research is that a metal roof can be so much more than some of those products. But our company is a manufacturer of residential metal roofing. We produce products that rather than have that traditional vertical seam sort of look or a standing seam look. We produce products that look like cedar shake or clay tile or natural slate or even like dimensional shingles so that folks can have the benefits of metal roofing but yet have a product that looks very residential and fits inside of any neighborhood or any subdivision or any sort of architectural setting.
Okay, I'm looking on your website, Todd. classicroof.com, and I look up here and it just looks like a regular type of metal, but like a regular type of roof, but it's made of metal. Actually, the website, I'm sorry, classicroof.com, the website
classicroof.com, that's right,
classicroof.com. and it does look like your tile roof or your shingle roof. What are the advantages for a homeowner, though, to have a metal roof?
You know, I think that a lot of homeowners who have gone through their frustrations of other roofs that didn't last, they got tired of the streaking and staining. They got tired of the short lives of those products. They got tired of the fact that after a few years, they may have to go up there and do some maintenance. And metal roofing really solves all of those problems. The metal itself is really a very, very stable material. And then we combine it today with coatings, paint finishes, if you will, that make the product, make the metal last so much longer, as well as they make it so it doesn't look like metal. And that's part of what we do also. Some of our finishes are multi-tone. Some of them are even textured so that, again, a metal roof doesn't have to just be these flat sheets of corrugated metal that are put up on the roof and screwed through. Don't get me wrong. There are some great benefits to that sector of product as well, and those products perform very well on certain applications. But what we find is a lot of customers, a lot of homeowners, look at those products and they say, you know, I like the benefits of metal roofing, but I can't envision that sort of product up on my house. So, you know, they're buying it for their durability. They're buying it for the looks. Energy efficiency is a big benefit that's come on really strong. In fact, many people don't realize it, but the Department of Energy, Energy Star program, has a rating program for roofs. To show how energy efficient those roofs are. And most of the metal roofs out there today meet the Energy Star requirements. They do that in a couple of ways. They do it through reflection of radiant heat because these products are designed with special pigments in the finishes that the pigments have been tweaked, if you will, so that even in dark colors they reflect radiant heat. If you can reflect that radiant heat, you keep it out of the attic, you keep the attic cooler, it keeps the home cooler and reduces your air conditioning costs.
Okay, Steve.
So, Todd, here I am in the Midwest, and that's something that would be practical for me to use given our variance in climate?
Well, you're right, and I live in the Midwest also, so I know what you're talking about there. You know, what we find is that the roofing materials are very, very much broken down by weather extremes. So whether you're talking about down south with extreme heat, you're talking about coastal areas with high winds, or you're talking about northern areas with high potential for snow and ice, or in between areas where you have, as you mentioned, you can just have these huge fluctuations of temperature and weather. Those are the things that break down other types of roofing materials. Metal, on the other hand, stays very stable and very solid in all of those weather conditions. The metal roofs today also, and one of the things that kind of sets these residential products, if you will, apart from, say, a barn roof, is that these products actually are designed to have allowance for thermal movement. So as the metal expands and contracts a little bit, in those extreme temperature changes, these residential products actually allow for that movement of the metal through clip systems or other types of fastening methods that allow the roof to float without causing any damage to the roof or to the fasteners or anything else. So, yes, to answer your question, it's great for all those climates, but what we find is that people in different areas of the country choose metal roofs because they are resistant to weather extremes that are present in their areas.
All right, we're talking to Todd Miller. He's the president of Isaiah Industries. They're the parent company for a company called Classic Metal Roofing. Their website, classicroof.com, classicroof.com. You talked about energy savings. How does a metal roof give you energy savings, Todd?
Well, great question. There's a couple ways it happens. As I mentioned earlier, the coatings use reflective pigment, and that reflective pigment helps to reflect radiant heat. The other thing, if you can imagine, you know, and you've been to our website and you've seen some of the products, but if you can imagine a piece of metal that's been shaped to look like a cedar shake, you end up with a dead air space between the metal and the roof deck because of the way the metal has been formed to give you that sort of look. Well, that dead air space works just like the dead air space in a thermal or triple pane glass window. That dead air space actually stops the heat transfer by conductance, and that also helps keep that attic cooler. So basically, if I go up to a metal roof and I touch it, it will be hot to the touch in the sun. However, if there's an air space then underneath that metal roof, that heat that has been absorbed by the metal doesn't get transferred to the roof deck, and as a result, the attic gets kept naturally cooler. Now, obviously, the energy efficiency is going to benefit a homeowner most if they live down south where you have more cooling days. You simply have more hot weather and you have more need for air conditioning. But generally speaking, what we usually hear from homeowners after one of the roofs is installed is that they will save around 20% on their energy bill during their cooling months, whether that's the entire year or whether that's just the summer months. They'll see that bill drop by about 20% after the metal roof is installed.
What about price? How does it compare price-wise to a traditional roof?
It will be more, and what we find is most of our customers are folks who intend to stay in their house through at least one re-roofing cycle. And based upon where you live in the country, that may be as little as 12 years. It may be as much as 20, 22 years in some very moderate areas. But if they intend to stay in their house through at least that cycle, then metal roofing begins to make financial sense because it will cost about 2 to 3 times the cost of a conventional shingle. But
okay.
Again, if you intend to stay in that house for a few years or maybe leave the house to your kids or sell the house to a niece or nephew, something like that, that's typically the person who says, you know, metal makes sense. I might as well get it done. Do it once, do it right, and not have to worry about it in 15, 20, 25 years.
So yeah, Hold on, Steve. I plan on staying in my house for 90 years. So I want to live to be like 130.
Stuffed and mounted when you're no longer Grace walking the earth?
Go ahead, Steve. I know you're anxious to ask.
Well, I was just going to ask Todd, where can I buy it?
We actually, our company has developed a network of what we call dealers across the country. These are independent contractors who we have trained how to properly represent our products so that they understand the products. They know what applications are not right for our products. And I'll tell you, I don't know how much you guys run into, but one of the most common reasons for building products not performing is someone tried to use them in a way they weren't ever intended to be used in the first place. So we have developed this network of dealers. We've trained them how our products are to be used, and then we've also trained them how to install our products. Anyone who goes to our website, if they see something they like there, there's actually a locate a dealer button at the top of our website that they can click on. They have to tell us a little bit about themselves so that we know where they are, where they're located, but then we'll come back and tell them who their local dealer is to their area.
All right, Classic Metal Roofing, the website classicroof.com. Before we let you go, how long have you been at it? And it seems like it's going very well for you.
You know, I've been at it a long time. I came into the business. It was started by my father in 1980. I've been here full-time since 1986. And we really have seen the business and the industry grow significantly during that time. Metal roofing as a share of the residential roofing market has gone from about 2% 10 years ago to about 10% now. So it's grown pretty rapidly. One of the things I wanted to mention, too, and I know you and I talked about this once before, Dave, but I've got an educational website that folks can go to just to ask questions about roofing or ventilation. And they can be asking questions about metal roofing or other types of roofing. I've got a lot of articles and questions I've already answered. There's also links on there to podcasts and also videos I've made.
Right. That's asktoddmiller.com. Todd, we're running short on time. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll have you back on for sure.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Back after this on Home Improvement USA.
Saving money on your cooling bills this summer could be as easy as the flip of a switch. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about programmable thermostats right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
You can save as much as 10% on cooling bills by turning the thermostat up a few degrees for 8 hours each day. And you can do that automatically by installing a programmable thermostat. These devices allow you to adjust the times your air conditioning operates according to a preset schedule that you create to match your lifestyle. For example, this summer you could program the thermostat to let the house be a few degrees warmer during the daytime while you're away at work. Then, just before you arrive home in the evenings, it would bring the temperature back down to a comfortable level. If you decide to take the day off and stay home, you can simply override the thermostat. The best part is there's no need for an electrician because they're easy to install and many are available for as little as $50. I'm Danny Lippard with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com, amesresearch.com.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe for back taxes, payroll taxes, or if you've not filed, the IRS will search you out. They are the most powerful collection agency in the world. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems can be solved. Listen.
I was worried I would lose my house. Wall met with me in person.
I was scared. Wall & Associates got my levy released in 48 hours.
They settled my back tax debt for a fraction of what I owed.
At Wall, we solve tax problems. Call 800-579-5740. That's 800-579-5740. You always speak with a live person.
I never had to talk to the IRS again.
Wall stopped my wage garnishment.
Wall solved my back tax problems for a fraction of what I owed.
Call Wall & Associates now for a free face-to-face consultation. Call 800-579-5740. That's 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the program, Home Improvement USA, Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. And with us right now from a company called Glentronics in the Chicago area, we bring in an old friend of the show, Alan Schulman. And I don't mean you're old. You're not old. You've just been on the program.
We like to say
several
a
years.
Friend of long acquaintance.
Is that what we like to say?
That's what my family likes to say.
You guys are going to my gray hair that I didn't have last time I saw you in 1995.
All right, so tell us about Glentronics and the products that you have. You're in the sump pump business.
We are the sump pump guys. And what we have, you know, as you recall back in the 90s when we first did some of these shows and advice things, is battery backup sump pumps. And we obviously do that and become the by far leader in that industry. And in whether it's the retail trade or whether it's installed by a plumber trade. And then we've also gotten into primary pumps within the last 10 years. And the thing that's really been a hit in the last, I'd say, 3-4 years is what I call a combination system.
Okay.
So a combination system is a primary and a backup, but all pre-assembled. And all you have to do is just drop it into the sump pit. Remember that hole that's in the bottom of your house if you got a basement that collects the water. And plug it in the wall, and voila. This thing is ready to go for either everyday use, plug in the wall, or for emergencies. The backup system has got its own battery that's going to store energy, be totally independent of the house, and it will do the work for you. So you always have a way to get water out No flooding in the basement.
Tell I mean, people, even something I might be able to do?
Well, let's not go that far. Tell us why people need a backup system. Some you might think it's obvious, but let people know why.
Yeah, it's obvious to me. Obviously, I'm quite involved. But the reality is when you have a basement and this water that's collecting around the house has been drained into a sump pit, you now got a basement that's collecting water. You absolutely have to get it out. And so you plug a pump into an electric outlet. You put it down there. You pipe it in. And when the water comes up, the float switch goes on, the pump turns on, and you pump the water out. All fine and well as long as, A, the pump is working, mm-hmm. B, the switch is not stuck, which is probably the biggest problem with some pumps, or C, the power's out, or maybe just the circuit breaker that pump is plugged into is no longer working. And so that's when you need a backup because, well, the main pump's not working. You have zero pumps. And the water's coming in. You know, think about that. There's a storm coming, and it starts pouring, and the water's running everywhere, and the pump's running fine, and you hear it going on and off, and everything's cool, and all of a sudden, silence. Something.
Well, like in my house, when all of a sudden everything's fine, and then all of a sudden the lights flicker, and then boom, out go the lights.
And that's when you think about these things, and you've got a bucket is what you got. How many times can you go up and down
lucky.
The stairs?
Did you have a bucket?
I've been in the bucket brigade.
He had a bucket and a mop. See, he's on a home improvement show, and he's got a bucket and a mop.
Buckets are not efficient.
Tell me about it.
What was Mickey Mouse in the...
The Sorcerer's Apprentice in
Sorcerer's
Fantasia.
Sorcerer's Apprentice, pumping the water out. Great example. Never thought of that one before.
All right, let's talk about common mistakes people might make when buying sump pumps and those types of systems.
Well, one of the problems is you just like say, okay, I want the cheapest thing. I got a sump pump. I'm cool. Case closed. Not. You have a general idea. If your house has a lot of water coming in, and you always have to size the system or pick one that's appropriate for the worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. Not every day, but the worst-case scenario. So if you know when it really rains in your house, there's going to be a ton of water coming in, you got to start thinking big. And so one of the things about our line is that there's a good, better, best selection. And obviously, the bigger or better you get, the stronger the pump, the stronger the charging system. And so if you're in the high water area, you got to go with a big one.
Okay.
If not, there's a mid-range which pumps an awful lot of water, not as much as the big one. Let's throw some numbers at this. Big guys, 2,400 gallons of water to a 10-foot height.
That's a lot of buckets.
It's a monobucket you absolutely cannot do by hand. I don't care how many neighbors you got or kids or whatever.
They don't want to be there. I guarantee it.
But it wouldn't work anyway.
Right.
So that's the bigger systems. The middle of the road are 1,730 gallons. And the little guys are 1,000. So think about 1,000, 1,730, 2,400. It's quite a range.
Yep.
And then, you know, everybody wants to know, like, how much? You know, I mean, I can tell you things about retail prices. So if you walk into Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace, True Value, Do It Best, you'll find our basement watchdog systems. Ballpark, you know, just the system without the battery, anywhere from 150 for the small, $250 for the medium, $500 for the big dog.
Okay. If somebody wants to look online, and tell us what people will see when they go to your website.
Well, they're going to see, first of all, let's talk about two websites. Okay. Think about stopflooding.com.
Okay.
That's our Pro Series line of pumps. And basementwatchdog.com. That's the retail brand, stocked in stores and available online in a variety of sites. And I forgot the question.
The question is, what will they see when they go to these fine sites?
They're going to see everything we're talking about. They'll be able to walk through. If they want to look at backups, they'll see that good, better, best. If they want to see our energy efficient primaries, they'll walk through that. If they want to see our technology for switches, which we really haven't talked about, but usually a pump has a switch goes on and off, but ours are two switches just in case. It's kind of like the shuttle. You need a redundancy. You always want to make sure it turns on.
Now, what about support? I mean, there might be people that maybe don't even have your product, but would look at your website or go to a stopflooding.com type site or, you know, and want some help with what they're doing.
There's nothing like a human person on the other end of the phone. And we spend a huge amount of resources. Let's just say there's a lot of people sitting in our office which will talk you through whether you want a new system, you don't even know if you need one, you need one fixed, something's not working right, we have a repair department. Here's the magic number. Everybody run, okay. Get a pencil. Here it comes. You there? You got a pencil? Okay, here we go. 800-991-0466. There's nothing like a human voice on the other end. So we pride ourselves in being there. Whether it's a storm or it's just an everyday question, call us.
All right, Alan Schulman with us. He is from Glentronics. They are the maker of the Basement Watchdog. And we touched in previous segments on the program about the ProLine series. Let's give this about a minute. What do you have for the commercial user?
So the commercial user has a variety of things. And one of the things a lot of commercial people do is deal with sewage pumps.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with a sewage pump.
I don't want to deal with
Nobody wants to deal with a sewage
pump.
Well,
let's see Steve deal with the sewage. No, go ahead. I'm
Fortunately,
sorry.
There are plumbing contractors, and that is their business, and they're prepared for it. And so in our PHCC Pro Series line, there's a really strong half-horsepower cast iron sewage pump. But the really exciting thing, and this just happened like 3 weeks ago after years of research, the Pro Series is introduced a switch to turn that sewage pump on that has no moving parts.
Okay.
Nothing can get it hung up. And think about what goes in a sewage pit. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that fouls up the on-off switches in a sewage pit. But this technology, you just can't mess it up. Simple rod, water touches the rod, pump goes on. It's even got alarms and monitoring features built into the controller, including a connection to your security system or an auto dialer that would call you wherever and say your sewage pump isn't working. It'll tell you the AC power is out. It'll tell you the pump's been running for 10 minutes continuously, and that's too long. You better check out your pump system. It's just an all-inclusive monitoring and switching system. It's called the Ultimate Sensor Switch. So we're really excited. We've got patents on it and all these types of it's insurance. We want this thing to work every time. And that same switch will work for your sump pump as well. But again, it's designed for the very worst and miserable application, and that's the sewage pump. And those are all around the country.
Okay. Lastly, there's probably competitors out there. What would you say if somebody's looking at a competing product line? Why should they go with you?
I'm a nice guy.
Besides that.
Oh, there's something
That's
else.
The obvious part. Let's go with the more features and benefits type of thing that your PR agency is going to
do. We got to be a little glib about it. But the reality is that everything, and I'm the one that creates and designs these with our engineers, is I'm possessed.
Okay.
I want it to work. I want it to make sure it pumps the most amount of water possible on the least amount of energy and work every time. And if something needs to be maintained, my bells and whistles, as I call them, are going to do their thing and tell you what you need to do before there's a problem. So if you want consistency, you want reliability, you just don't want to worry about your pumping systems. That's why, whether it's our Basement Watchdog or our professional line, the PHCC Pro Series, I've put the best of every material in them so that they'll work. And actually, you won't have to come back and buy another one for an awful lot of years. I don't even have any planned obsolescence in these things.
All right. Alan Schulman, Glentronics, we appreciate you coming in the studio again today. And good luck with your Pro line and your consumer line.
Thank you.
All right. It's Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. Remember our websites, homeimprovementusa.com, homeimprovementusa.net, and homeimprovementusa.fm. A lot more coming back on the program, so stay with us.
It's a common kitchen surface with a common problem. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share a simple fix for loose laminate right after this.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Tens of thousands of kitchens in the United States have plastic laminate countertops. These tops have been around for decades, but over time, laminate edges have been known to pull away. It can be due to water damage, improper installation, or it's a corner that sees a lot of rough traffic and handling. Instead of waiting until someone inadvertently breaks it off, try this. Take a cotton cloth and place over the loose strip and use a hot iron without steam to reactivate the glue on the back. In many cases, this will be enough to make the piece stick again. But if there isn't enough glue to restick the piece, you can pick up a small bottle of contact adhesive at the hardware store that has a built-in brush. Gently pry the piece away from the edge, apply adhesive on both the edge and the back of the laminate, wait 60 seconds, then press back into place. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe for back taxes, payroll taxes, or if you've not filed, the IRS will search you out. They are the most powerful collection agency in the world. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems can be solved. Listen.
I was worried I would lose my house. Wall met with me in person.
I was scared. Wall & Associates got my levy released in 48 hours.
They settled my back tax debt for a fraction of what I owed.
At Wall, we solve tax problems. Call 800-579-5740. That's 800-579-5740. You always speak with a live person.
I never had to talk to the IRS again.
Wall stopped my wage garnishment.
Wall solved my back tax problems for a fraction of what I owed.
Call Wall & Associates now for a free face-to-face consultation. Call 800-579-5740. That's 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the show, Home Improvement USA. I want to thank all of our guests today for appearing on the program. They will each receive a brand new Jaguar.
They had a choice to come on the show, and they did.
For appearing on the program. They are so lucky, and we hope they enjoy their cars. All right, Steve, now, not really, by the way. Now, we're talking compost here.
We are talking composting. Finally got into it, decided, you know, of all the times I've heard talk about it on the show or seen it mentioned, I decided to finally take the plunge. When we were deciding exactly what to do.
And no matter what the season, it's good information. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we went to a site called composting101.com. So that sounds pretty obvious.
All right. I'm excited.
Do you even know what composting is?
Like the mulching and the, you know, fertilizing type, you know.
Well, what the definition or one of the definitions, of course, it's mixing yard and household organic waste in a pile or bin, providing the conditions that will encourage the decomposition. And of course, the natural byproduct of that is it makes a very good organic fertilizer. So instead of going to the store, the garden supply store to get some mulch or fertilizer in the spring, just go to the composting bin and take out a couple of shovelfuls and put it on your plants.
All right, friends. Well,
It doesn't sound riveting, does it? It doesn't sound exciting,
but it's something you should know and listen to, okay? So bear with us for just a few minutes, okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and you have to understand that the composting process is something that actually occurs naturally. It's the decomposition. When you see, you know, maybe in the back corner of the yard, there's some leaves, and you've gone over there and you've seen a sort of a dirty, grimy, black, gooey mess, that's decomposition that's occurring naturally. So you're basically taking this process and putting it in a more of an organized manner.
Yes, okay.
So one of the first things you need to do is select a location. So you can't exactly go put it out in the front yard because it does smell a little bit, and your neighbors might not like it, but you can go ahead and put it in the backyard.
Okay. Okay.
Then you have to decide what you want to do is whether you want to get a compost bin, which we decided to do because of the presence of wildlife. And
sure.
Even now, the raccoons are occasionally try to get in there. So we've had to even safeguard it with a bungee cord, believe it or not. But you can even make yourself, if you don't have that issue, you can just make a compost pile.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very good. So you got you're talking from personal experience on some of this here.
We have a compost bin in my backyard as we speak.
Okay.
So you can make it a pile that can be as small as 3x3x3, or you can go out and purchase a commercial bin, which we did. It's a big black rubber container thing.
Okay.
Now, one of the very important things that you need is water, because the microbes, and these are just microorganisms that are breaking down all this material, are need water. So it's important to make sure that you also have a water source not too far from there. And you may want to even protect it from rain. And you also need to aerate it because it requires oxygen.
Okay.
So it's important that what you have to do is you'll have to turn it frequently, every couple weeks. You have to just kind of turn it over to just let some of the bacteria create some air spaces.
Okay. If people want to check this out, composting101.com, the website?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Temperature. Believe it or not, the pile, the organisms put off a lot of heat, so the compost in the middle of it could be as warm as 140 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Then one of the things you may want to do also is, you know, when you add material, just sort of put it in there. Don't squash it down. You don't want to hurt any of the, sometimes it'll even get earthworms will go in there and create some of this.
So you don't want to squash it down?
Just sort of pile it on there. You can turn it and you can mix it.
Okay.
So be strategic about filling the bin. And, you know, in another segment, we'll probably talk about what kind of things you can compost. But basically, you know, it's a mixture of brown, fibrous, or organic material, stuff from the kitchen, scraps, fruits, peels, and so forth. Just make sure you put a nice, adequate mix in there.
All right. Well, sounds good. And that's from composting101.com. And, Steve, what prompted you to get the composting device?
Well, we've talked about it on the show from time to time, and the county, I believe, had a special arrangement where they contracted with a private company, brought in a trailer load of the compost bins, and we went out there on a Saturday and picked up a bin and decided to take the plunge.
All right, so how's it going for you? How's it working?
Not too bad. It's decreased our garbage, the amount of garbage we throw out, then we'll see the results every spring.
Okay, so composting. You know what Beethoven is doing right now?
He's decomposing.
That's
well, you got to tell the whole joke. But,
No, that's enough. I mean, people basically get the idea. All right, so the show's ending, and so are the jokes for this hour.
Thank goodness.
For this hour. But you can listen to us over and over, hours and hours of programming online. Check us out.
You must really have a dull life if this is the highlight.
At homeimprovementusa.com, homeimprovementusa.net, and homeimprovementusa.fm. For Steve Leventhal, I'm Dave Rush, saying thank you very much for listening to this hour of the show.